everybody. Thanks for listening in to the Law of Attraction Tips. I'm your host, Karen Lanoux. My website can be found at www.thelawofattractiontips.com. And when you get a moment, if you haven't already, sign up for my free tips newsletter where I cover other information on the same topic and answer more of your questions about how to use the Law of Attraction in everyday life. You never know what I'm going to talk about that may help you. Also, as part of the tips letter, I'm giving my subscribers information about other Law of Attraction resources, and you don't want to miss out on that. So get back to your computer, go to thelawofattractiontips.com and sign up for your free tips letter now. You are in great company of thousands of people from all over the world who are listening into the Law of Attraction Tips. Our top listening countries are the US, Canada, and the United Kingdom, but the Law of Attraction Tips is being listened to in all corners of this great big world. It's amazing to get emails and success stories from people everywhere. The most incredible thing to me, though, out of all of this is that no matter where you're from, what culture, or what religion, we're all still people who are looking for the same things, to improve our life and the lives of our loved ones. So thanks again to all of you who are out there listening in. Truly, the Law of Attraction is such an amazing tool that anyone can use to kick up their life a notch or two. Okay, so let's get on with it. Last time in episode 19, I spoke about under what circumstances you talk to others about the things that you want to manifest in your life. And I wonder how that information impacted you. I also asked you to pay attention to what words you say on an ongoing basis and if you saw a correlation between those words and what you now have in your life. I'd love to hear what has come to mind for you, so please send me an email with your story. All right, so in this podcast, I'm going to chat about living a fantasy life. Do you remember this phrase? Life is just a fantasy. Can you live this fantasy life? I know. I just so dated myself, didn't I? So that phrase comes from a line from a song from the 80s by a singer called Aldo Nova. But it's a great lead into this week's tip. When you think about the difference between visualizing and fantasizing, which seems more feeling-oriented to you? To me, fantasizing has always seemed far more powerful. Visualization seems more thinking-oriented, and even though I'm a very visual person, the term visualization seems more about what's out there rather than about what I feel. The word fantasizing often has a sexual overtone to it, and I think that's why it's not often used when referring to the Law of Attraction. I mean, whom in their right mind is going to talk about a serious life-changing tool like the Law of Attraction and use fantasize and attraction in the same sentence if they aren't talking about something a little risque, hey? Dope. Well, I guess that would be me. If you have an uneasy feeling about using the word fantasize, I want you to stretch yourself a little and reframe this word and change your mind about it. I'm going to be different and ask you to fantasize about something right now. Fantasize about the thing you would most like to have in your life right now. What would that be like to do, be, or have that thing? So take a moment. And I want you to fantasize about what that would be like. Just take that moment. Now, if I ask you to visualize it, go ahead and take a moment and visualize it. Does it feel the same? If so, awesome. Do whatever creates the most feeling for you. Use whatever word works for you to create what's next for you in your life. So if it's fantasize or if it's visualization, use whatever word that's going to actually evoke that feeling emotion from you. I have a little story. I remember years ago, I worked with the local symphony and the executive director was a very vibrant, beautiful and creative woman. Her name was Bonnie. And she stood up in front of the board of directors who were a little bit of a stodgy old bunch. And she started her speech with this statement. I'll never forget it. She said, "Gentlemen, I have a fantasy." So, well, if you can imagine, the room was transfixed and they all wanted to hear what she was going to say next. What I learned in that very moment was how incredibly powerful our choice of words can be and how the use of one word compared to another to describe something can make all the difference between getting what you want or not. You see, it's that feeling behind the thought that moves the universe to give you what you want. It's a feeling universe that we live in, and it's a feeling that gives thought energy. So I'm going to repeat that. This is a feeling universe that we live in, and it's the feeling that gives thought energy. So if I ask you to fantasize, or if I ask you to visualize, one might create a more powerful response for you than the other. And if I can spark you to create more powerful feeling thoughts with a shift of a word, I tell you, I'm here to do that. Now, I've been asked if one should monitor their thoughts all day or think specific thoughts at specific times. The reality is that we have an estimated 60,000 thoughts a day. And man, if you have time to try and monitor that many thoughts, you have way too much time on your hands. The easier way to make sure that you're on the right path towards what you want is to pay attention to what you're feeling. If you're not having positive feelings, you're moving away from what you truly desire in that moment. You don't want to do that. But you can shift that less than positive feeling in the next moment and change your state to a step closer towards a better feeling. Remember, in order to move closer to anything we want, we need to be in vibrational harmony with it. We need to be feeling good about it, or that's even possible. Our belief needs to be present. One of the ways we start to change our beliefs is by fantasizing what it would be like. We have to be in that moment of what it's like to have that thing in our life. Our subconscious mind, which connects with the universal mind, reacts to the world and the present time now, and doesn't know the difference between whether we're thinking about something in the past, fantasizing about something for the future, or whether we're actually doing that thing right now. So, what I'm suggesting to you this week is to just feel good and fantasize. Fantasize to your heart's delight and feel crazy good over doing it. Just get over any guilt you might associate with it and fantasize your way to a great new life. I mean, how good would it feel to have, be, or do that thing in your life that you really want? So start creating your fantasy life now. What are you waiting for? So that's it for me for this week. So what I'd like you to do for this upcoming week is pay attention to your feelings. If you're feeling all of a sudden shifts, take some time to determine why it shifted. Did something happen? Or did you have some type of internal commentary that shifted your mood? Every time you start having a negative thought, it's telling you something important. Pay attention to that. Because if you can pay attention to that and start to change your mind about it, everything can shift for you. All right. In closing, if your life isn't reflecting what you truly want, I've got great news for you. You can start changing it today, and in no time it can be a reflection of what you want. You can make this happen. Please keep checking in on my website, as I have been adding a variety of services and products that could help you in your quest to have the better life that you deserve. I would love to help in whatever way I can. Thanks again for joining me in this special premium weekly podcast. It's been great to have you along. And until next time, make each day an awesome day.